and has regularly assisted the Nation of Islam whenever the need has arisen. What exactly Wright and Farrakhan accomplished in their 1984 visit to see Gaddafi in Libya has never been disclosed. Judging by the history of the relationship between the Nation of Islam and Gaddafi, we can safely speculate that at a minimum, the meeting further affirmed the anti-American views that black Muslims and black liberation theology hold in common with Libya. Wright himself has acknowledged the explosive nature of his visit to Libya, commenting that Obama's Jewish support will dry up quicker than a snowball in hell once his enemies learn of the 1984 trip he made with Farrakhan. On February 25, 2008, Farrakhan publicly endorsed Obama for president, telling a crowd of 20,000 at the Nation of Islam annual convention in Chicago's McCormick Place, "We are witnessing the phenomenal rise of a man of color in a country that has persecuted us because of our color." Farrakhan spoke of Obama as if he had nearly mystical powers, saying, "If you look at Barack Obama's audiences and look at the effect of his words, those people are being transformed from what they were. This young man is the hope of the entire world that America will change and be made better." Obama's campaign quickly made clear that the senator had not sought Farrakhan's endorsement. However, to this day, Reverend Wright remains close to Farrakhan. In 2007, the Trumpet News Magazine, published by Trinity United Church of Christ, gave Louis Farrakhan an Empowerment Award. Washington Post columnist Richard Cohen objected, charging that for most Americans, Farrakhan epitomizes racism, particularly in the form of anti-Semitism, not the type of greatness an empowerment award would imply. Cohen wrote that over the years, Farrakhan has compiled an awesome record of offensive statements, even denigrating the Holocaust by falsely attributing it to Jewish cooperation with Hitler. They helped him get the Third Reich on the road. His history is a rancid stew of lies. Clearly, Obama supporters know how potentially radioactive the award to Farrakhan is to the Obama presidential candidacy. ABC News' Jake Taper observed in March 2008 that all links to the Trumpet News magazine had been removed from the website of the Trinity United Church of Christ. Extensive internet searches confirm that the church's website appears to have been thoroughly scrubbed to erase any trace of the Farrakhan Empowerment Award fiasco. Yet Wright's continued support of Farrakhan is apparent. On April 25, 2008, in a PBS interview with Bill Moyers, Wright admitted he has a long, complicated relationship with Farrakhan. Adding this boast, "Louis Farrakhan is like E.F. Hutton. When Louis Farrakhan speaks, Black America listens. They may not agree with him, but they're listening." 3 days later, at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., Wright repeated his praise, asking, "How many other African Americans or European Americans do you know that can get 1 million people together on the mall? He is one of the most important voices in the 20th and 21st century." Later he told the press club and the national TV audience, "I am not going to put down Louis Farrakhan any more than Mandela would put down Fidel Castro." Reverend Wright's bodyguards that day were black Muslims provided by Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. Obama has mismanaged the Wright controversy. When the controversy broke out over Reverend Wright's inflammatory statements, Obama's first strategy to control the damage was to deny that he had been in church when Wright gave them. The denial tactic was in keeping with Obama's first instinct when confronting controversy. Predictably, if the controversy continued, Obama would move through his repertoire of responses, moving step by step to disassociate himself from Wright, trying to avoid having to repudiate someone with whom he had maintained a long-term relationship prior to the criticism. Denying he had been in church when the sermons were given quickly turned out not to be a credible response. Few could believe Obama sat in Trinity United Church of Christ and was unaware of what black liberation theology taught, or the anti-white, anti-American tenor of Wright's speeches. On March 16, 2 days after Obama's denial was posted on Huffington Post, Newsmax's reporter, Ronald Kessler, reported that Obama had been in Trinity United Church of Christ on July 22nd, when Kessler was present. Kessler claimed he and Obama both heard Wright preach in a sermon that day in which the preacher blamed the white arrogance of America's Caucasian majority for the world's suffering, especially the oppression of blacks. The Obama campaign promptly posted a new denial, claiming Obama did not attend church services in Chicago on July 22nd. As the controversy continued, Obama shifted gears.